listening to Lilaric. I'm your host, Fred Rodriguez, and this is episode number 1. Our topic today is Chinese Shanshui Canning.
This episode is brought to you by
the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
Shanshui painting has its foundation in philosophy, which serves as a guide for the technical aspects of this art form philosophy. Despite this ancient and fairly coherent school of thought that governs the Shanshui tradition of painting, the artist Yuan Wei Li illuminates this topic many centuries later in a new way. Having studied Shanshui painting for several years, she explores the patriarchal direction of the narrative presented by the historical and chronicle art of the Shanshui painting tradition. Artist Yuan Wei Li states, "My artistic practice has always focused on the study of various subjects, including the brushstrokes and textures of traditional Chinese landscape painting. Place in Dao culture. Landscape paintings have been around for thousands of years, but the methods used to create these paintings and the meaning of these paintings have not changed at all since landscape art began to gain momentum during the Tang Dynasty. Shanshui art, like many other styles of Chinese painting, has a strong reference to the images and motifs of Taoism, since the symbolism of Taoism has strongly influenced the painting of the Chinese landscape. The Chinese painting style is drawn and designed according to the theory of Chinese elements. The five elements represent different parts of nature and therefore have specific color indications in the direction of painting that it should dominate. The landscape style was all the rage, so much so that the 1988 Chinese animation, Shanshui Feelings, adopted the same art style and even the movie title. However, Chinese contemporary artists believe that only landscape paintings that follow certain rules of form, style and function should be called landscape paintings. When Chinese artists create landscape paintings, they are trying to express not what they see in nature, but their perception of nature. In contemporary China, there are many contemporary artists who still paint traditional landscape paintings, as well as artists who paint Western-style landscape paintings. There are many great works of landscape art in Chinese history, but when it comes to freehand brushwork, it pales in comparison to the works of Japanese artists such as Toyo Seshu of the Muromachi period. Since the birth of Chinese Shanshui art, Chinese classical Shanshui artists have influenced Japanese Shanshui artists who use the exact same styles, themes and viewpoints. Many Japanese landscape artists, such as Zen painter Tensho Shubung, his contemporary Selinger Toyo, and Kano Mashin, the founder of the Kano School of Painting, were influenced by Chinese mountain opera. Water. Two main styles of painting began to develop in the Tang Dynasty, and the blue-green Shanshui works of Li Shishun and his son Li Zhaodao represent the gradual maturation of Shanshui as a distinct style of painting. During the reigns of the Kangxi, Yongzheng, and Qianlong emperors, at the height of the Qing prosperity, court painters such as Tang Dai, Zhang Zongkang, Fang Kong, and Wang Bing mastered the Shanshui blue-green and blue-green-green techniques. The painting style became the preferred form of expression when creating landscape backdrops for Southern Inspection Trip, Imperial Joy and other works. During the Ming Dynasty, paintings became slightly more colorful as the range of colors used in Chinese paintings increased. During the Sui and Tang Dynasties, artists began to create paintings with landscapes as a central theme. Before the Tang Dynasty, when some landscape painters appeared, such as Li Siksun, some landscape painters, figure painting was the dominant genre. Another Five Dynasty landscape painter, Dong Yuan, founded the Southern landscape style. It was the context of life in the Fuchun Mountains. Just like Huang Gengwang, the artist at Fuchun Mountain residence, Huang Gengwang constantly adjusts the focus of his paintings and constructs various angles into a single and complete visual experience. Zhang Dachin developed the finishing touch of traditional Chinese painting, and liked to use blue, green and other colors to describe the mountains. The origins of river and mountain paintings can be traced back to the Tang Dynasty, when a landscape painting by Wu Daozi depicted a section of the Jialing River, which was 300 li long. Two works from the collection of the Palace Museum, Wang Ximeng's Panorama of Rivers and Mountains, and Autumn Landscape, attributed to Zhao Boju, are included in
River and Mountain Paintings. These characteristics define Chinese landscapes, but with each successive dynasty, the preeminent artists described here through the Yuan dynasty contributed to some of the finer features of Chinese landscape painting. Many Korean artists have painted landscapes very similar to Chinese paintings, with tall, tiered mountains, tiny people, and breathtaking landscapes dotted with rivers, waterfalls, and buildings. In addition, Qingshanshui is also combined with other painting styles, such as paintings with the theme of the artist's pen name, thatched hut paintings, travel paintings, and landscape paintings. The compositional aspects of the landscape painting tradition are also defined by complex concepts called paths, thresholds and hearts, with language further detailing symbolic subjects such as people and trees. Landscape painting also includes complex and rigorous demands on balance, composition, and form. This is all for today, guys. My name is Fred and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Lilily and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you. Generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.